So it's kind of about both personal histories and public policy stuff.
Yes, and I can show you these differences.
Show me, you say?
This node represents the average salary of a Swedish father-to-be 1 year before having a child. Each following lower node represents a drop of 1%. After 5 years, the average father's salary has gone back up to its pre-child level and beyond.
And so what about Swedish mothers? How does the motherhood penalty look for them?
So in Sweden, after 10 years, a mother's salary goes from here to here. That's a drop of 27%.